Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We got you locked. We got you locked and loaded. Texans OTAs just wrapped up. Bill O'Brien met with the media. Seth Payne was out there. He let you know what he saw. A couple things he saw we'll revisit in just a second. Sean Pendergast was there as well.
We'll hear from him.
We're going to hear from him, man. Everybody's been out there. Paul, Mike, shout out to Sports Radio 610 for holding it down. We got you covered here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Bill O'Brien met with the media, and he was asked about rookies and how hard it is for rookies to play. Usually he doesn't pride himself on being a stat guy, but apparently there's one stat that the head coach of your Houston Texans knows by heart.
Yeah, any guy taking that step from their rookie year is a hard year. It's a very difficult year. Most rookies don't play a lot. Go look at the stats on – I think we probably had one of the most when you look at the numbers, most rookies that played last year, I think we had 12 rookies or something like that that played. Most rookies don't play a lot. And so Justin got a lot of playing time and played at a good level. And all those guys take a big jump because they understand things better from their first year to their second year.
Well, you know, that's that. One that certainly makes them look like, they're still the arrow still pointing upward for sure.
It was a good draft class last year given the circumstances. But I would say, I don't know that that's a stat that makes you say, wow, they really had some good. I mean, if 12 different rookies played, that can mean a lot of things. That can mean your roster wasn't very good. That can mean that you're just bringing up a lot of guys. I mean, the most impressive stat to me in the division, the most impressive stat to me is the Colts' first two draft picks, first, second round,
right,
were both first team all pros. That's the stat that impresses me.
And I want to know
most.
if they're playing like in the rotation or if they're just playing on special teams.
Because I can't think of a lot of rookies.
A lot of rookies play on special teams.
Okay, well, let me just go through the rookies if we are going to guess the 12 rookies. Because we're having some fun with Bill O'Brien right now. Rankin played at one point. Struggled on and off. Didn't have an offseason. Justin Reed played. You had two tight ends play. Jordan Akins, Jordan Thomas. You had your punter, Trevor Daniel.
Yeah.
He was a rookie. So you had that, and then other than that, there weren't really that many impact rookies. No. So I love the rookie class. And Duke Ejiofor had a little bit of a little bit of a role, but he really didn't do much as well. That's six. So yeah, I mean, 12 rookies played, but I mean, am I supposed to sit here and think that the Texans, based on that, what is my reaction supposed to be? Because a lot of times when Bill O'Brien has these press conferences, I say, okay, what is my reaction supposed to be there? Is it supposed to be that the Texans have rookies ready to play more than anyone else? So that means that Tytus Howard and these guys should come.
I think you know what it means. I would do it probably. I think a lot of people would do it. It kind of makes you look better in terms of, how you're developing your team and you should have a lot of time to develop this team because you're still, that whole line. He's only a sophomore, So, that when coaches say that, college football coaches say that. And it drives me crazy.
What, he's only a sophomore?
Like, so-and-so is only a sophomore, which is basically saying, give me two more years with this cat, with this team, and we're going to be good. That's kind of what it's like his numbers are saying right there. What he's saying right there with those numbers. Well, 12 rookies played. Okay, so just wait until I get, my hands on these guys for another couple of years.
Well, I'm hoping so.
I hope so, too.
I'm hoping he's still bragging about rookies about a year from now. I'm very excited for that. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you in the Loop, Sports Radio 610, Texans OTAs underway. Other teams getting their work in as well, including the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes was on Pardon My Take, courtesy of Barstool Sports. All you Jamokes that hate on me for eating ranch on my steak, allow the NFL MVP to speak to you.
When I was young, I used to eat ketchup sandwiches, just bread and ketchup.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that was definitely something that I got away from as I got a little bit older. But I still do the mac and cheese, which people don't like.
I like that.
And
that's
And the steak. Because I'm from Texas, and, people are all, obsessed with their steaks. And so, I've definitely been at a few nice restaurants where I've, got the steak and asked for ketchup, and the chef comes out and asks, what's wrong? if I'm ordering this expensive steak, I want it the way I want it.
Just unbelievable.
You hear what else he said on Pardon My Take?
No.
And at first I was like, come on, maybe he was kidding or whatever. But He said that at altitude, at 7,200 feet at Mexico City, he believes he could throw a football 100 yards.
I want him to try that because he's going to throw out his arm if he does it. I want him. I actually want to. As a matter of fact, let's get like.
He's going to get a chance to this year.
Let's get him out there trying to do that, because if he does that, he's going to throw out his shoulder. If you try to throw that 100 yards, he's going to throw out his shoulder. And I love you, Pat Mahomes. You're a Texas guy. But you throw out your shoulder, it's okay with me.
Is it out of the realm of possibility for him? Let me give you this quote
first. You ain't throwing 100.
He says, I got it to 80 and 83 in Denver.
Yeah, 17 is a big difference.
Yeah.
It's about 20% of your journey. Like, yeah, that's hard. He ain't going to get it no 100. And he's going to have to put a lot of oomph in that. He's going to F up his shoulder if he does that.
At some point, he's going to try to throw it 100 yards, right?
I mean, he can fling it. He's a likable guy, too. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing I can say about him. He's a pretty likable guy. There's some good young quarterbacks out there. I don't know if Baker Mayfield's really likable, though. Sorry, Figgy, but he's definitely one of those guys. Titus Howard actually met with the media. We might hear from him a little bit later on in the show.
Figgy, when you were at your poorest, did you eat a ketchup sandwich?
No.
What'd you eat? I had butter sandwiches a lot.
I had sugars. No, syrup sandwiches.
Syrup sandwiches.
Yeah.
Syrup
sandwiches. I wanted something sweet.
We would eat butter sandwiches sometimes for lunch.
When the hell were you poor, John?
When I was growing up in a family of in inner city.
Can you even remember?
Yeah, of course. 9 kids under the same house. One guy making money.
9 guys? Why'd you have 9 kids?
It was me and my 4 siblings and my 4 cousins who didn't have a dad because he got murdered.
How'd he get murdered?
Out.
OJ?
And about.
OJ?
Yeah. Out and about. Yeah, so we had 9.
What does out and about mean?
Out and about, he got murdered.
Kiki Kuti, by the way, I left him out as another rookie you played. I apologize for that. Thank you very much to the text line for that. Vincent Smith was a rookie too, right?
Yeah.
So, they did have a lot of rookies play last year. Congrats to Bill O'Brien on that accomplishment. No, he ain't throwing no 100 yards, man. I don't care what the text line says. Text line's trying to tell me he's not throwing 100 yards.
If he got to 83 in Denver, what's that, 5,000 feet about? 5,200
He's not throwing.
Does 2,000 more feet.
I don't need your science stuff either, text line.
Does 2,000 more feet of altitude make it that? Can he throw it 15 to 18 more yards? I don't think so.
No.
Because it's 7,200 feet in Mexico.
No.
Mexico City.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Not even remotely.
What if
he
does try it and he gets an ACL? Or I'm not an ACL. What's
Rip
the
shoulder?
The shoulder.
Rotator cuff?
Yeah, rotator cuff.
That'd be awesome. I'd be happy.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it. I'm not trying to win over classy points right now. I want the Texans to do well. Pat Mahomes hurting his shoulder is okay with me. I don't want him to hurt a knee.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he could lose a little
shoulder
zip.
Is his moneymaker.
Yeah, but he could lose a little zip
Andrew
off that
Luck
shoulder.
Sitting out for 3 years.
His arm strength is so much better than everyone else's that he could lose a little bit of zip off that shoulder and I wouldn't feel too bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Luck, man, that guy. McClain told us that Andrew Luck's loving married life now, man.
Yeah, they've got him settled down. He's feeling good. Everything's looking fantastic for the Colts right now, man. I mean, looking.
Ah, big strong man, Max.
I mean, everybody, owner is not even, you know, making a fool out of himself as much.
You
anymore.
Think Andrew Luck ever fights with his wife?
Sure. Everybody does. Well, not everybody.
No, but do you think Andrew
most
Luck-
people who are not lying, there's oh, one God. Person who says she doesn't fight with her husband.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even want to mention her. But Andrew Luck, do you think I could see Andrew Luck not fighting with his wife.
Oh no, he fights. Everybody fights except for one person. Everybody fights with their wife.
Why was that brought up?
I don't need to say anything.
Were you having
a
conversation about that when this lady brought that up?
What's that?
When this lady brought that up that she's never had a fight with her husband, were y'all having a conversation or did she just bring it up out of nowhere?
She brought it out of nowhere. Pixels were involved, I believe.
So she just straight up said, "I've never fought with my husband."
Yeah, never had a fight with her. Never fights with her husband. Never had a fight with her husband.
All right. How would that happen? How would you never have a fight?
You lie. You lie about it. That's how it happens.
What's the last fight you got in with your girl?
Let's see.
Jan.
Well, she was out of town
last
week.
And I'm not talking like a knockdown, drag out. What's the last time you got an
disagreement.
Argument?
She was out of town last week, so we had a good week.
So, knows what mine was. Mine's out of town Thursday,
true.
Friday. Mine travels now. She's out of town Thursday, Friday.
Oh,
Tulsa.
You're golden. You and Figgy need to get together.
But Figgy's still married.
Yeah, but his wife always travels back to Cleveland stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, you know the last fight mine got into. I went home early on her birthday.
Oh, you did. You got drunk.
Well, I just needed to go home and sleep.
That was bad, man.
That's a bad move.
What was bad? What'd I do, Figgy?
You left her party early.
Figgy was there.
You can't do that. I can't do that. I couldn't get away with that.
The party was still going on, and he bolted?
Yeah, I stayed. Well, me and my wife stayed.
Move. That's a fight. Yeah, that's your fault. That's a fight.
I've just got better instincts. Well,
apparently not.
No, because you got to realize when you should and shouldn't stay out. Mm-hmm. So it might have been a fight, but it probably would have been a worse fight if I'd stayed out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to suck it up, man.
Sometimes you just got to roll.
Start drinking water.
I mean.
Have a cup of coffee.
I don't know, man.
That was like the second year you did
Come
that.
Come on, Figgy. Pull back the curtain 2 months.
2 years,
man,
in a row you bolted on her party?
Come on, man. What is this guy doing right now, Figgy? Good Lord. What kind of teammate are you? Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Sports Radio 610. 713-572-4610 if you ever left your girl's party early. The best current athletes in Houston. This is an in-the-loop exercise. Of all the athletes in the city of Houston right now, where does Chris Paul rank? We'll give our lists next. And plus, Scottie Pippen, he punked P.J. Tucker on national TV. It was kind of hard to watch, but we'll listen to it next. I can hit them all
and ball like Chris Paul. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.